Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
It's Wendy in for Bob, and we have Dean's Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. How are you?
Delightful.
Excellent.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you doing? You know, like, it's when you're on this schedule doing the show, you know, you sort of get used to the hours. But when you bounce in and bounce out, it can be more difficult.
Yeah, I don't know when to sleep. I'm a little, I think I'm on 3 or 4 hours of sleep.
Awesome.
But I'm completely wired, so I will crash and burn at 10:01.
Completely wired from coffee?
Coffee, Diet Coke. Turkey sandwich on wheat bread,
really?
Got to get it going.
Nice.
Got some fresh fruit for later.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you, a little walking 7-Eleven star.
I am, exactly. I even have a pickle. No, I don't, because that's, I don't know, for some reason I thought of a pickle at 7-Eleven. Or a hard-boiled egg, how they come wrapped in plastic.
I like the two hard-boiled eggs. I'm always amazed, and believe me, this is not something I'd ever thought I would talk about on the air, but... whoever thought of wrapping the two hard-boiled eggs, but wrapping the salt and pepper separately so that it stays nice and dry, you're a genius. Whoever thought of that, genius.
That is a great idea, by the way, because if you want to bring like an avocado, some wheat toast, some tomatoes, you could make your own avocado toast with egg at work.
Yeah, right.
Wow, I like that idea.
Yeah, that's...
I wonder if the girls in Sex and the City would do that.
I don't think they'd be making a sandwich with those ingredients.
Good point.
I think especially Samantha would be, who knows what she would be doing with all the items that you just mentioned. Kind of exciting that Kim Cattrall is going to be back in the Sex and the City spinoff series called And Just Like That. But it's not going to be a big recurring role. It's going to be a one-time only deal. Now, she did announce that she's going to be back on it. But what it's rumored to be is exactly one scene of Samantha talking with Carrie on the telephone. You know, the Sarah Jessica Parker character. So she will not actually be with any of the former co-stars because it's going to be a phone conversation. And
that's pretty smart because they don't get along, right?
No, there's supposed to be really bad blood between all of them, which is unfortunate. If only they could get along like all of us do at WGN.
Mm-hmm. On the air.
Right.
I'm totally kidding.
So the new season of the show will premiere in June, but the Kim Cattrall one episode only supposedly will be on sometime in August. But great that she's going to be back, and part of it.
All right, some crazy news involving Danny Masterson from That 70s Show.
Yeah.
He was also on The Ranch. Not good.
No, it's not. He was accused of rape in a trial. He was accused of rape against three women at his home between the years of 2001 and 2003. He went on trial for this last year, and the jury at that time ended in a mistrial. The jury was deadlocked, so they had to retrial the whole thing. And after 7 days of deliberation, the jury came back and found him guilty of 2 of 3 counts of rape at the retrial in Los Angeles. He was accused of drugging and raping 3 women. Prosecutors say that he used his position within the Church of Scientology to avoid any consequences from this. The victims were also part of the church. So now he's in jail this morning. He's facing 30 years in prison, and a sentencing date has not yet been set. But it's not a pretty future for, I forget the name of his character on The 70s Show, but he was the curly-haired
Boyd,
guy.
What was it? I don't know if that's it now that I said it.
Yeah. The curly-haired guy.
It was a great show, and I watched the reboot of that, too, and kind of enjoyed it, I hate to admit. I thought it was cute.
Yeah. Yeah. It was always entertaining. Related to that, there's been another story that we've been following for also about a year from regarding actor Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
Who was also accused of rape. Prosecutors in Los Angeles yesterday announced there was insufficient evidence to charge him with any criminal charges. They found there wasn't enough evidence to prove that the encounter in question was a non-consensual, forcible encounter. So Armie Hammer is in the clear now. He says he's grateful to the prosecutors for coming to the conclusion that he has stood by this entire time that he's been accused of this, that no crime was committed. Other women have also come forward with allegations of abuse, but Hammer has said all of those other interactions have all also been completely consensual. So, wow.
Yeah.
Who knew he'd be reporting stories like this?
I know. Seriously. He played Stephen Hyde, by the way. Boyd, Hyde, same difference.
Boyd.
Hyde.
Same thing.
We're talking to Dean Richards this morning, and The Little Mermaid, you were kind of lukewarm on the movie, but what's happening with some of the characters?
Well, I gave it a Dean's List B.
Which, oh, I guess, yeah, that's
yeah,
not
which
lukewarm.
Is above average, but yeah. I didn't think it was an A or, you know, A plus or anything like that. I enjoyed it. I liked it. I wish they had done a little bit more to set it apart from the animated version. It just kind of made me want to go back and watch the original. But I did say that standouts in this movie were, number one, the young actress who plays Ariel, Haley Bailey. She's great, but I loved Melissa McCarthy as the evil sea witch, Ursula. I loved Javier Bardem as Ariel's father, King Triton, and now they're talking that there could be spinoffs highlighting Ursula and King Titan. So, these two little side characters who are great, always leave them wanting more. There's some talk that they could spin these two characters off into their own movies. Just talk right now, but hey, that never stopped me from reporting stuff in the past.
Exactly. Also, I don't know if you've seen this, but Burger King has the Spider-Verse Whopper. Have you seen that?
No.
It's kind of like their Halloween Whopper. It's got a black bun and there's some kind of red.
No, that's not one bit appetizing.
No, I would not have it. And then, you know, if it looks weird going in, what's it going to look like on the other side? That's what I want to know.
Nice.
you talked to some of the stars of Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, did you not?
I did not talk with them about their digestive.
Well, had you known.
Well, had I known, that is the kind of the first thing I'd bring up. That's true. Which goes along with what Wendy just said. But
don't say but.
I talked with Shameik Moore, who is the voice of Spider-Man himself, Miles Morales, in this movie, and also his girlfriend Gwen, who's played by Haley Steinfeld. They are back from the original movie, which won the Oscar, by the way, for Best Animated Movie. These animated Spider-Man movies, now two of them, are really quite great. This latest one is called Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. And when I did a little Zoom chat with both of the stars of the movie, we talked about keeping these classic Marvel characters going.
This particular series, the animated series, just really, Shameik, has sparked so much interest. What do you think makes this so special?
I think people gravitate to the spirit of, you know, of the series, of Miles, of Gwen. You know, looking at the story through Peter's eyes has been entertaining for decades now, right? You know, so transitioning to Miles, you know, it feels like they made all the right decisions. And I'm not going to pat myself. I'm just going to pat my castmates. Like, Haley playing Gwen is like chef's kiss.
Yeah, getting back into it was a dream. I mean, the opportunity to come back, I think, generally speaking, to come back to a character that you love and get to then further dig into their lives and into their stories is always amazing. But with the success of the first movie, having the opportunity to come back with this same team and invite some new incredible additions has been really exciting. Can't stop me now.
It all opens tomorrow. I will give you my review of Spider-Man Across the Universe at that time.
And when Tina Turner passed away, during this segment, we had Carol Marine on, and you and Carol went to see Tina Turner. I wonder if the two of you are going to see Taylor Swift this weekend.
Well, sadly, I'll be out of town.
Oh.
So if Carol is looking for a dancing mate... I'm afraid she's gonna have to go with find Ron Majors in retirement to bring him out. I hear Pam Zekman's quite a good dancer. Also, I could be wrong about that. But sadly, I will not be able to go and enjoy any of the Taylor Swift shows. And people are it is going to be absolute craziness downtown.
Yeah.
People are already standing in line outside of Soldier Field right now, not to get into the stadium. They have tents set up outside of Soldier Field selling merchandise, and people want to be first to get t-shirts. I don't know.
I don't think they're going to sell out. Well, maybe.
I don't know. But people are already knee-deep in standing in line outside of Soldier Field for merchandise right now. They're still setting up the stage area out there. We had SkyCam 9 over it earlier, taking a look at it all. I've got a little bit of information that might help you if you are going to the show, if your kids are going, if you're dropping off, picking up, etc. The show itself will last about 3 hours long. Mm-hmm. Taylor's set list is about 3 hours long. In New York, she went 3.5 hours.
Jeez, so she gives it to the fans, doesn't she?
She definitely does. And this is tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday. The performances will begin at 6:30 with the opening acts, Girl in Red, Owen, Gracie Adams, and Muna Sun. But as far as actually getting there, we've posted maps and things like that, so you can see where they're suggesting that you pick up and drop off. They have a special drop-off area at the 18th Street turnaround, which is just west of Lakeshore Drive at the 18th Street exit ramp. Obviously, that's going to be super, super busy. So they're also suggesting that you drop off at Columbus Drive or Michigan Avenue near Soldier Field and then just walk over to the venue. That might be a little easier. I imagine there are going to be police everywhere, making sure that the streets are, completely safe, and, kids walking around, are nowhere to go, and, all that sort of thing. But also for the pickups, when the concert's over, and the parents, the guardians, the ride shares all come back to pick you up, they're saying all of that is best done on Columbus Drive between Roosevelt and Balbo. You can only enter Columbus Drive at Balbo or farther north beginning at 10:30 p.m. So they're also going to set up, this is a smart idea, I'd never seen this before, alphabetical signage areas. So, if your last name starts with S or whatever, look for that area for pickup, and so you know exactly where to go to pick somebody up.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That's pretty smart. Yeah, so that's going to be on Columbus. If you're interested in public transportation, CTA is adding extra buses for the 130 and 146. Red Line train service to and from Soldier Field will be going on. Soldier Field parking lot's completely sold out, but they do have parking at the McCormick Place Lot B or the Millennium and South Grant Park parking garages. They're running shuttle bus service from the Millennium Park Garage to and from Soldier Field at Lower Randolph Street from 4 p.m. To 1 a.m.
Is all this on the website, Dean?
All of this is on the website, WGNTV.com/Dean's List. As I said earlier, they have, they planned, war maneuvers more simply than all of this. But their maps and all the information is right there, and you can take a look at it.
Well, good luck and Godspeed. Thank you, Dean.
Talk to you tomorrow.